All right, all right. How about them Wahoos? I think they did break on through to the other side down there and kind of quieted down that Havoc nonsense. All right, Big Ted, Hobbo is here chomping at the bit with more questions.
You know, Ted, 12 days off for exams. Virginia, since we have student-athletes, has, I think, the longest exam break of any school in Division I. First of all, what do you think the impact of the 12 days off will be before we play Cleveland State on my wedding anniversary, December the 18th?
Well, in advance, since I know your beautiful bride, happy anniversary to you both.
Well, thank you.
And I'm wishing you well. But I think this will, this break, we all know, being former players and student athletes, we know this 12 days can be mentally challenging. It's very rigorous studying that has to go into being prepared for your exams. But, I think these guys are ball players at heart, so they will be hungry as they get ready for Cleveland State. But, we know what, you might sometimes have to pull an all-nighter. You might have to spend long hours that are weighed down mentally. So they may not be as fresh every day for practice, but I believe this coaching staff will know how to manage these players during this time. But would I be shocked to see this team not come out really fresh, to start the game against Cleveland State? Not really, understanding what goes on. But I do believe that they're talented enough and committed enough to being the best that they can be every night on the court. That they could still come out with the win.
Yeah, and then after Cleveland State, we move on to the Academic Bowl against Harvard and Davidson, two really strong academic schools, but two schools that also have excellent basketball programs, Harvard with Tommy Amaker and Davidson. Of course, Bob McKillop done a great job down there for a long time, and Davidson now in the Atlantic 10. So two additionally challenging games at home before Virginia goes on the road to Miami for the first ACC game.
No doubt about it. There's no easy road in December. And when you look at it, all three of these teams had postseason play last year. Harvard making it to the NCAA, Davidson and the NIT, and then the College Inside Sports with Cleveland State. So these guys got a chance to continue their season, albeit in different tournaments. But they come in with, some postseason experience. And Virginia's going to have to be ready for every test. Davidson gave us a very tough game down in Charlotte last year, in the Charlotte Bobcat Arena, and the Hornet Arena now. But, these guys have to be ready to finish off December in a proper fashion to get ready for conference play, and it gets no easier once you get into January.
Well, Ted, I know you're in the queue for several more visits during the basketball season on Who's Talking. As always, we appreciate your contribution to the show. I don't know that you're going to be back before Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you, and I'm sure we'll see you over in Charlottesville for one of these upcoming home games.
Same to you guys. Always a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Big Ted.
All right. Take care.
All right. We're going to pivot, as Hobbo likes to say. First off, let's do a little promotion announcement. UVA Club of Richmond has their big Christmas party coming up on December the 11th. Go to richmondwhos.org for details. I believe the Christmas party entitles you to free hors d'oeuvres and two free drinks. So it's to your benefit to go to richmondwhos.org.
All right. And December the 11th is a Thursday, I believe.
It's coming right up around the corner.
This Thursday.
Wow.
This Thursday.
It's virtually right on top of us. On top of that, Chris Sill is going to tell everybody about the Dudley Scholarship Award winner.
Yeah, the 2014 scholarship winner for the Bill Dudley Scholarship Foundation is Keith Anderson from Thomasdale, and he's going to be honored at the banquet on Wednesday night. It's going to be at the Hilton in Short Pump. He's a team captain, two-team all-district defense, all-district band, VP of National Honor Society, community service, and numerous other awards he's been given, and certainly a deserved winner of the scholarship.
That same night at the Dudley Awards banquet, UVA players Henry Coley, Eli Harold, Anthony Harrison, Ian Fry have all been named various winners of college awards by the Touchdown Club of Richmond. I think you can still go online somehow if you Googled the Dudley Awards and find a way to RSVP. This is always a marvelous event. It's one of the neatest things in Richmond if you're a football fan, and I strongly encourage that. All right. We are going to head to our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, We've got Mr. ACC sports expert, and he is really on top of things, Dave Glenn. So stay with us. Coming back in just a few minutes, and we're going to have some fun with Dave Glenn. He's terrific.